One is the loneliest number.
He's only been single for a few days. He's probably not lonely. He's probably just enjoying it. He's probably the first time he's been wearing pants.
His wrist is a little sore.
Oh, God. I was going to say, he raised his hand, his arm is just beefy. Just beefy.
Yeah. That right arm's getting thick.
Probably put porn on the TV in the living room because he can.
I'm going to mention what I did after my parents left, the first thing in my new home by myself.
Oh, God.
Don't you worry.
Took a shit.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say it right now. I mean, I
no, no,
took
after
lots
we
of shit
so, can we
there.
Start? This is a lot of preamble, you guys.
Well, oh, Brock has to start it. Well, you're like, I'm going to tell you. And I'm like, okay, tell
That's
me.
True.
It
like, did
I'm
seem like it was
now.
Happening or about yeah. to happen. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to tell
the music.
You.
Let's find out.
Tune in to find out. I'm sure all our listeners are super wanting to know.
The music's cute already.
Whether or not I masturbated.
What's up and welcome back to Mike's Heart Gamecast episode number 3. I am the host with the most body hair, Mike Abrocalypse Brock. Joining me today from the seven seas away, shining light of the podcast, and a little sore in his arms, Luis Salazar.
It's a shining light. Wow.
Shining light. I was
Too bad
excited.
It's so dark in his office.
Oh, well, yeah.
Well, you know.
Sorry. You were excited? Continue, please.
I was
He's
excited.
He's the shining light because he has the most reflective surfaces.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You couldn't see his reaction, but he literally reacted in a way that made me feel bad.
You should feel bad. That hurt my soul.
No. Sorry,
realistically Luke. Though it's funny, speaking of reflective surfaces, you were talking about face shields earlier, and Brock is definitely, with his glasses at least, you can just see his computer screen in them. Whereas Lewis positioned himself nicely, you know, whatever you want to call it, diagonal.
Well, that Saul Basie voice dropping the beats with us today, a Chris, a Saul.
Yeah, what's up? I'm glad to be here. We're doing this podcast
style 2020. What's up, everybody? It's been like 2 weeks now since an episode's come out, and we have also been about 2 weeks since we've recorded. So,
ooh, that is true.
A little truth out there on how we do this.
Yeah, we had a hard time because adult life.
Yeah, we got adult a little bit, but that's all good. We're here recording. I don't know about you guys, but it's one of my highlights that I look forward to. Your delicious voices in my ears.
Oof,
that's
okay.
An unpleasant way of saying that.
Yeah.
I don't
guys,
like that.
How do you guys feel about using that in reference to girls, by the way? Because I've had mixed reactions to me using delicious in reference to girls.
Oh, and you're specifically saying, like, describing their appearances, not their voices, like Brock
yeah.
just did.
Yeah. If I just say like, yeah, man, she's delicious. Like, you know,
you do
like
say that. So that is a thing I've heard you say. Yeah.
Do you say that? Do you like when you like say you're meeting a girl mm-hmm. and you're talking to her, like, oh, you just seem so delicious? Is like, do you use it like that?
Or is it
like you're talking to your friend and like, oh man, that chick's delicious. Like, give me an example.
So I mostly use it. So I use it because it's true, but also to sort of get a reaction from people. I think. You know, going beyond
both
everything.
Both Brock
like,
and I
she would be
had
delicious.
The reaction just now of assuming that when you said delicious is true, that you're eating these women. Like, I definitely had a cannibal affiliation, and he's giving me the thumbs up. You can talk
no,
this
there's,
podcast.
I forgot, how do we do this? For 2 weeks, Chris. The internet doesn't see my thumbs up.
No. No, okay, but yeah, you have commented. You'd be like, ah, oh, she's so delicious. Like, I've heard you talk about this when you're showing us girls, which happens all the time, you know.
Well.
Again, not like in real life. This is all virtually. But,
Wow. Luke getting the 1-2 off the bat here.
But, yeah, I don't know. I'm less against that than Brock describing our voices as delicious in his ears. I don't really have anything against it. But I can see how maybe some people might be, you know,
kind of put some people out, maybe.
The weird part is like, what makes them, like, what is it that you see that's, like, delicious, or is, like, you picturing them as, like, I could, like, lick something off of them. Like, what is it that's delicious?
I've heard people say, like, tasty in reference to women as well, right? So it's, like, in the similar vein. I don't know. They're just attractive, and then hopefully everything about them is attractive, if you catch my meaning. So then more activity would occur that would confirm or, you know.
So. Delicious. Could you flip that around? Like,
you're making the delicious, like, so much worse. I feel like I just liked it as a nice, unusual descriptor of, like, I mean, again, I think it's kind of that thing. You see, you see a hot woman on the street, and, you know, you don't call her because that's rude. But you may say to yourself, like, you know, even just that feeling and that same of, like, reaction is, like, to me, like, the same kind of what you're saying of, like, oh, delicious, like, tasty, like, oh, okay, I'm into it.
Let me turn it around. Would you like it if you were on, like, a date with some girl and she looks at you and goes, oh, you seem so delicious?
He's not saying it to them, though.
But yeah, I want to know, like, would he like that? Like, if it, like, even if he's not saying it to him, it's the thought he has about them.
Well,
so the idea is, would he like that back at himself?
I would
want to be considered delicious.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
I wouldn't mind it. I'd probably, like, have a slight, like, that's unique.
You'd be like, marry me right now. You use
destiny.
We met for a reason.
What anime is that?
All of them.
Destiny.
I don't know.
How about you, Chris? Let's get off of the weird, delicious conversation and find out.
I was really curious what your next prompt was going to be based on that. What physical descriptors do you like to use to describe women? It's like, no.
Speaking of delicious, I have a question for you, Brock.
Oh shit! All right,
flipping it back.
Yeah, have you sent your rooster to the farm yet?
Oh, do you not know this story? Oh, no. Oh.
Wait, what?
I thought I told you. I guess we could just put it on the podcast. He's just going to be sad on podcast.
Damn, man.
What happened?
Oh, God. Oh, God. It's awkward in real life.
No, what happened? I'm glad I didn't phrase it differently, because I was going to say, hey, Brock, have you sent your cock to the farm yet?
Oh, God. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's just, Brock has had a lot going on. Let me give him a moment to collect himself.
Okay.
This guy, one of the reasons we've had a hard time podcasting is, like, he's been busy with work, and then a lot of life shit has happened, including.
Yeah. Our neighbor's dogs jumped their fence and broke into our chicken coop and killed all our chickens.
Oh, shit. Oh no.
It's so terrible, but also I'm kind of eating up the awkwardness.
Oh no.
It's sad.
Yeah. So they all went to the farm. Wow.
Great big farm in the sky.
What kind of dogs are they?
Assholes.
No, the dogs weren't assholes. We were talking about this, and I think this is a relevant topic. Like, the owners seem to be assholes, and clearly they weren't, like, taking care of their dogs, which is part of why they got out and, like, broke into the cage. You were saying that you had, like, a pretty nice cage constructed. I'm not sure. Let's clarify, because this may have not happened on a podcast we actually put out. But yeah, Brock and Kehao were raising two chickens and a rooster, just to clarify that this was a thing that we've been talking about for a while now, like, months. And so, yeah, this was definitely, even though part of me laughs, it's also sad.
They weren't, like, they were more pets than they were, like, food animals. Like, we would pet them, and we'd walk out there and, like, open the cage up, let them walk around with us while we're feeding them and hanging out with them and talk to them. They had all little individual named bracelets, and they were named.
What were their names?
They weren't going to get, like, butchered and used for food or anything, but they, we had a chicken coop that was built pretty well. I mean, it had not, like, just regular chicken wire. It had, the tight, small, so even snakes and stuff couldn't get in there.
Yeah.
It was all, like, 2x4 wood, and these two dogs just ripped it apart and broke into it.
It's crazy.
And one of the dogs was a real sweetheart. Like, it was a big cheeseburger head pit bull. Like, it was really, super nice dog.
You can't blame the dogs, right?
No.
This is one of those things.
And I said that to Chris on the phone. I don't blame the dogs. The dogs are... being dogs. They were left outside in 42 degree weather overnight. Of course they're going to jump a fence and get away. Like, they're short-haired pit bulls. Like, they're going to be cold and they're going to go
That's brutal.
Like, I don't know if you... And you had mentioned that they'd been left kind of, like, unattended, but I didn't realize it was that cold. That's, like, fucking really cold. God, yeah. People being terrible at taking care of their dogs drives me up the wall every day, all day. Like, especially having, like, neighbors whose dogs are just clearly left alone and going fucking nutso. Whether that's literally going into your yard and eating your chickens, or in my case, just barking at all hours, every hour.
I encountered a pit bull owner with their pit bull in the wild while I was doing my svelte out jog, and the pit bull was doing this thing where they would kind of lunge towards my general direction, and the person was this woman just kind of holding it back, and it would just stay on 2 feet like, I'm trying to get to you so hard right now, and I'm like, oh my fucking god, no.
Was the dog barking, or just like,
it's just like,
you know, being
trying
a dog
to do the lunge thing? It wasn't barking. I most of the barking are the yapper, the yappy smaller dogs.
Yeah,
that also I've only encountered shitty owners. They need to watch more what's his face Dog Whisperer. Just
a lot of people have shitty owners, or a little lot of people have shitty owners. People are shitty owners.
A lot of dogs have shitty owners.
There's a lot of people with shitty owners too.
Yeah, no, but like, actually, there's a question for you, Lou. Like, now that you've been going out and, you know, doing your jogging or running or whatever you want to say, because it always lately I've been going out and about to walk. I'm not running anymore, but and it's the dog thing. It just reminds me of when I used to run. You're like, either a dog like is chasing you or scares the shit out of you coming out of like a fence or something.
Definitely.
This happened the other day. I'm walking home and there's a sign on this fence. There's this really interesting house by me where the person has like filled their whole yard with, like, I guess for lack of better words, like sculpture and art. So you can't really see the house. It's like really interesting. So every time I walk by, I like to look. And there is a sign on it that says, you know, beware of dog. But I have never seen the dog until the other day when I'm kind of stopping and looking at the art. And then all of a sudden, the dog appeared like right behind the fence and scared the shit out of me. I'm just like, oh God, there is a dog here. Appreciate that sign. That sign was not telling a lie.
It does exist.
The dog is real. Man. Sorry to hear about your chickens, Brock. I mean, I already heard, but now the whole world knows.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep. So that was a fun way to start the week. The week kind of went down from there as well, because that same day, actually, my fiance took her car, which was the family car, basically the one we used for car camping when we went out places, the one that we, you know, could fit in with the kid and everything. Took it to the mechanic because there was a weird sound going on it, and found out that the entire, like, axle and front end was about to fall off of the entire car.
Oh,
and
wow.
In order to fix the whole thing would have cost more than the thing was even remotely worth.
How old was that car?
That was 2003, but it was a beach car, so it had been rusted out underneath.
Yeah, that's so. Yeah, again, like, it was just like, nothing you could have done about that. It was just the situation. And then, yeah, you got fucked. But, like, double fucked all in one day is good old times.
Yep.
But life, you guys have gotten a new car.
Yeah.
Things have picked up a little bit.
We're not going to get any new chickens. We're going to leave the chickens alone for a little while. But we did get a new car. Cahal find an awesome 2004 Pilot, which we love because it's got three rows, so the front two seats, a middle row, and a back row that you can fold up.
Mm-hmm,
and you can fold all that down, and the back is big enough to, like, fill with blankets and everything that you can fit both of us in it, plus the dog sleeping, which is great, because Cahal and I's favorite thing is to go do long car drives and check out new cities and explore.
Just car camp. But
to save money, yeah, we just camp in the car. It's awesome. It's one of our
You're a big dude, so the fact that you can lie down in there, I mean, yeah, that's real, though. Like, that sounded like kind of a joke, but I mean, the Pilot is the bigger
thing. Like, yeah.
The Pilot's the bigger version of Lou's dying right now. It's a good thing you could fit in that trunk bed. No. he's just happy after you insulted him a couple times.
But he was like, I was waiting to insult him, but I'm glad Chris could do it for me upset that he brought up the chickens.
The Pilot. Well, because the Pilot's the bigger version of the the next step up of a CRV, and I've always only had Honda CRVs, and I love that car also, I gotta say. So that's cool. I'm glad that was all resolved again after some rough times.
We did look at a couple CRVs, but we realized they're just gonna be too small for what we
need. The Pilot,
like, they're good.
Yeah,
they're
you
great,
cannot fit behind. You cannot fit in the back. You would have a hard time lying down in the back of my car. That's a real comment. They're shorter and thinner.
What are you implying?
God damn it. God, that you are stout and tall.
I have a bowl full of jelly, okay?
Yes. I thought fat people were supposed to be jolly.
I like the word stout to describe
until you're on my naughty list.
Are you ever going to be Santa? Are you ever going
to
be...
I have been Santa. I have been paid to be Santa Claus.
That makes sense. Oh. I was like, you would be a good Santa.
Huh.
Except for you have to, like, dye your hair and stuff.
Well, I wore, at the time, I didn't have the big beard, so I wore a fake beard and a wig.
You could be young Santa.
Can we get a, like, a Santa origin story movie? Like, yeah. Where is that?
They have those, kind of, but, like, you know, yeah. Like,
yeah, Klaus, like young or, Santa.
Yeah, yeah, young Santa.
Fact, Santa used to be a wizard.
Merlin!
I don't know. Is that, like, just a random observation, or is that reality?
I'm just making up the movie. I'm just starting ball rolling on the movie. It's Merlin.
Oh, okay. I mean, Santa is a wizard. What about Rise of the Guardians? Okay, Rise of the Guardians. That was a movie that had, like, a Santa, like, as a wizard concept. Also a great movie, if you never saw that movie. I'd recommend it.
Is that the owl movie?
I've never seen that movie.
No, that's, like... There was this whole joke about this back in the day that lots of movies had guardians in it, and I remember seeing, like, a, you know, a social media post that had them all, you know, all the movie posters next to each other, and said something like, this series is extremely hard to follow, because it was all like Guardians of the Galaxy, Rise of the Guardians, like The Guardians, which is that owl movie, I think.
Wait,
Rise of
the
Guardians
with,
is like,
wasn't the one with
Rise
Jack
of the Guardians
Frost,
like Jack Frost, like... and the Tooth, yeah, that one.
Oh,
exactly,
okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Did we see that together?
I don't know.
It's a really
did
good
guys...
movie.
Do you guys share popcorn when you see movies together?
You mean generally
popcorn.
Or the two of us?
Yeah.
If I bought
popcorn. Lou and I go. Every time Lou and I go to a movie.
What a close
I
want to
know, yeah.
If I bought popcorn,
two,
I would
share
it with Chris.
Do the two of you guys, like, share popcorn with people when you go to a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, generally. Are you the kind of person who doesn't like sharing? Is that what you're kind of getting at? Are you the kind of, like, one popcorn for me only?
No, I mean, when Kehao and I first got together, I did the whole, Joey doesn't share food. Like,
yeah, yeah.
But she looked at me, she's like, that's not going to last. Turns out, didn't last. Yeah.
That's fair. I mean, yeah. Especially if you get that big-ass tub, you know, the impossible size, you might
that's
as well be sharing it.
I miss the most is movie theater popcorn. Like, I love going to a movie theater, sitting down. I love, like, the shitty, like, butter, like,
yeah,
fountain.
The gross,
like,
tub
love,
of butter.
I
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
like, love
I
it
get
all.
You. I get you.
Like, I love that experience. It's not the same watching a movie at home at all.
I never
I
get
mean, I don't know,
popcorn.
You're like,
never.
Or yeah. You're a candy guy is what I would guess.
He gets, I mean, I assume he gets some sort of ice
or
cream.
Or ice cream, yeah. Like, yeah. If now all the movie theaters are all fancy now, like, I don't know about where you guys are, but out here especially, it's... Yeah, everything is that, like, fancy movie theaters. Like, you're probably going to have, like, nice food or, like, straight up a whole food court, you know, whatever. So, yeah, I could see you going to get some ice cream.
I do love those luxury theaters that are now a thing where you've got, like, the reclining chairs and you can order off of a menu and get, like, alcoholic drinks and stuff. I
love
that.
Dude, those are
the
best. The food. Yeah, the food. We don't have that, obviously, here. We have the reclining seats and all that shit. But, like, in Utah, we don't have we have one place, which, I mean, who knows if it'll outlast the pandemic, but... It, to be fair, it did outlast a couple other, like, big problems it was having. But, yeah, a movie theater where you can get alcohol and actual food, like a restaurant. That is awesome, I got to say. Lou and I went to Alamo Draft House when we were in Texas before you
that
had moved there.
That place was, like, is the originator of all that, basically. Yeah. Like, they're infamous for it. Like,
we saw Her, right? Isn't that the
movie
we saw?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a good movie. We did not share
did
popcorn.
Guys,
we shared beers,
say,
probably.
Share
we probably shared beers.
We bought a pitcher.
We got a pitcher of beer.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Drank beers.
I thought, like, you guys had, like, a
we got one beer.
Like, here you go.
We got one beer that
we
just...
had two straws. We had two straws, dude. Yeah.
I know Lou and I did that with milkshakes in college, but we were really broke back then.
Yeah, we're not quite as broke anymore, unfortunately. Generally. Man.
Oh, my God.
I said pitcher in Spanish first. I said pichel, but, like, in English accent, in pichel. We got a pichel.
Pichel. I didn't even notice because, it just sounds like you're mispronouncing the word.
Yeah.
It's Lou's next D&D character is pichel.
Okay.
That's a good name. Pichel. Has that been a thing? Okay, so another life thing. Which I'm sure hopefully everyone's interested in, because that's what we're talking about, is that your parents have finally gone back home to El Salvador, and you are now alone. Yeah, you had kind of hinted on this in the preamble that.
How many bedrooms and bathrooms is your house?
So it's 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, and then an office, which is
what's random. The square footage?
One story or is it 2 story?
It's 1 story. It's open concept.
Do you have a basement?
No, there's no basements here.
Where do you go for all the hurricanes that have been coming at?
You've actually gotten okay through that. Like you're because like unlike the last place you lived in Houston, which would like flood, you didn't have any problems in any of the recent like hurricanes or any of that shit, right?
No. Yeah, this isn't like not a flooded zone. Actually, I have a what's it called? Like a canal? Not canal. It's like a
the thing that helps stream? Prevent flooding.
Yes, that
gutter
right behind.
River. What do we have?
What was the last one you just said?
River?
No, you said, what did you say after that?
Gutter.
We'll go back. No, it's
check the tapes.
My mind is working in Spanish right now because I know it in Spanish.
Well, that was why I wanted, that was sort of what brought up this prompt was that, yeah, like, so not only is your job, you know, interpreting and speaking Spanish all the time, but you've been home with your family, and I'm assuming speaking Spanish to them all the time.
Yeah.
So, like, most of your communication, aside from when you talk to, like, us or the editor, is probably speaking Spanish. So your slip of the tongue doesn't surprise me.
I've also been listening to a lot of Spanish podcasts for more, like, just to sort of enshroud myself in Spanish in preparation for the exam I'm going to do in November.
Oh, wow, it's coming up.
I have a follow-up question from our last podcast.
Mm.
Okay. There's lots of those. I wonder if people remember, except for me. I remember all of them.
Chris knows them all.
The archivist.
What happened with your random texter after the last podcast?
Oh, God.
And did they listen to the podcast?
I did.
So they're getting flustered again.
No, I'm not. I just felt really bad because, like, she's basically like a friend I made on Reddit whenever I was trying to sort of like get out there a little bit more. But like, just a friend. And we would hang out on Discord and watch stuff together, mostly like music related things. She was a fan of K-pop as well, and then. While the pandemic stuff was happening, and my parents were here, like that was like my schedule sort of shifted a lot and I wasn't like having as much alone time. So
what the fuck?
Well, that one, but that's not what I meant as well. For our listeners, Brock just made a rude
everyone,
gesture.
Everyone missed Brock doing a jerk off motion in the air.
Well, yeah, so exactly. You know.
We really need to like get the visual recording of our podcast going. There's a lot of hand motions.
We'll get there eventually, and then people eventually. Can see. God, then we'll have to look even like half presentable.
I mean, I look great right now.
It does. Yeah, and actually, you don't look bad.
I mean, thanks. What's up? Punisher shirt again, but it's a different one.
Was that intentional? When I saw you, I was like, did you change into the Punisher shirt before we started?
No, this is what I was wearing. In fact, I haven't changed at all because Brock woke me up this morning, similarly to you, Chris, to record.
Yeah. Are you
morning, and it's like the afternoon because we're all, you know, everyone but Brock.
Let me ask you a question, though, about that, because are you a legitimate Punisher fan, or do you just like rock the shirts because you think it's a cool logo?
I like the visual. Yeah, the logo is really cool. Like, I mean, I did like the Punisher series that Netflix did for sure. It was really good. But I
never watched that one.
Beyond
did
that,
you ever watch the movies or like read any of the comics? Because the comics, I love the Punisher comics. I think they're awesome. But I'm curious if you like read any of those or watched the movie.
I've never read a single like comic, like American comic. Except for like an issue of something that I randomly picked up at our convention that was free. it's like so different from manga because I mostly read manga just because it's like so much smaller content wise.
Or at least it's like more self-contained. Like you buy a volume of manga and it's kind of like buying like a trade paperback, you know, collection of comics. Because yeah, like my thing with comics, especially as I've gotten older and older, is that I don't want to keep buying like an issue every week and collect them in that way. I usually wait till they're combined into like a single, you know,
like a
graphic novel style book. Because otherwise it's like, I just don't have time to do that. And also I want to be able to read a lot of it all at once. And I think the same with, like, yeah, it's part of what makes manga enjoyable. It tends to be collected in those, you know, bigger volumes.
I would imagine the formatting being so, like, because there are so few pages, like, they have to sort of cater to, so that it's still entertaining within that. So, similarly, whenever we were doing, or planning out webcomics, like, I feel like that's a stringent factor where you feel pressure to sort of make it as entertaining as possible, instead of telling like the bigger story, a manga, because it has like 26 pages, you know, or so.
A lot of original comics came down to what made them good was story arc. While you could tell individual stories within a comic, but you would tell an overall story, which like a good TV show, like Doctor Who or something like that, has, where like, you do have these episodic stuff. But you have these big stories that are told within that as well, is what made those things great.
Mm-hmm. Just like CSI.
I love a good comic story.
Like, all shows that are procedural and episodic have, like, bigger stories with the main characters, which I don't know.
Well,
that's
part of what makes
about.
It interesting.
Now they do. I would say much more so now than it was even, like, 10 years ago or 15 years ago, where a lot of those shows were very episodic. I mean, especially if you go back to the 80s and look like, MacGyver, for instance, you would watch an episode of that show and then it would be done, and you'd watch another episode.
That was the old school style, though, like in the, with all things, like, you know.
But much more now in current time, you do have these story arcs that go through a season or even multiple seasons, which has made a lot more interesting writing and much more like kind of pull you into it, you know, which I appreciate. I like that a lot more.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind it, but ultimately, like, it's. Like, with Gris, like, did you guys watch CSI, the OG, like, Vegas CSI at all?
Yeah,
I did not, no.
Like, the only characters I remember are Grissom, and then his, who became his love interest throughout.
Spoilers.
Well, I mean, and then Grissom left, and then, like, a new captain came on, et cetera. Blah, blah. Like, I remember basically, like, three of the characters, and the only thing I remember as far as, like, a larger story arc is that one creepy serial killer nemesis type that was in one of, like, couple of, like, two or three seasons where it was like the bigger story.
Yeah, but that came towards the end. Like, originally it was very much you have a mystery and you solve the mystery and then you move on. Like,
I mean, there was always, like, the,
like, early 2000s TV was very much, well, here's your episode and goodbye, come back again.
Yeah, it's like,
I mean,
at the beginning
in that episodic thing, though.
It's almost like the podcast, where it's like there's a little bit of preamble where you get a little insight into their life, like, oh, what's going on at home? Oh, I'm so mad, my children, blah blah blah, and then get on to the murder, right? And then at the end, it's like a little cliffhanger.
That's just like the podcast.
Yeah,
we usually get on to
exactly
the murder.
Like the podcast. Yeah, this is the murder portion, guys.
Murdering
the
murder portion. We are murdering.
We are murdering with laughs.
Lou has now spent three episodes trying to get us to talk about murder.
That is his podcast of choice.
Yeah.
What is he saying? Murder in Spanish?
I think asesinato.
You should know this.
You'd be able to say murder in Spanish like you work in a courthouse.
To be fair, he's at the lower level.
Yeah, I'm not.
You're probably not dealing with murders.
I'm not doing like felony stuff, yeah.
Is that what your test is for? Let's go back to real life for a second. The test you were mentioning earlier is so that you can go up to a higher level?
Well, it's like the national interpreter's test, so I could work like federal courts as well. Yeah.
Do you really want to go to more hardcore cases, though? I feel like that could have a effect on you almost, you know?
So
psychological effect.
It's kind of like my cushion in case I want to make more money. Yeah.
Makes sense.
And also, like, it allows for more travel, potentially. And also,
you could live elsewhere.
If there's a, you know, could have benefits if I go to a set work at us for the government, basically. Yeah.
Ooh. Yes. We never see him again.
Like a real grown-up.
Hey, so let's talk about video games for a minute.
Oh, yeah, that's something that we presumably do.
Yeah, from time to time we play, we might conversate and or play some video games. What are you guys playing at the moment?
So I'd like to start off by both answering a previous question and this question together. The first thing I did after my parents left my house
Super hardcore game, around, like. World of Warcraft.
That was going to be my guess.
Super hardcore game.
It did not take long at all for you to have like free time and be like, oh, World of Warcraft, hey.
Yeah.
I have questions, but continue, please, please.
I also found out information that
that I want to talk about.
I also found out that I cannot hardcore game as I used to. Because
what happened? Were you tired? Did you just get a little sleepy? Or
I think I kind of pushed it a little bit because I deliberately only slept like 4 hours after my first long session, and then yesterday I had a really long session, so I woke up with like this like what's it called? wow, that's not the right. What's the expression of like
not
not? Nobody nutted in my throat, okay? Just to go.
Well, I'm glad that's on tape.
Parents are gone, house to myself. What are we doing?
Nothing.
Nothing. That was the expectation. Okay, so you woke up, you were sore. Literally physically sore.
You had like old man gamer neck.
Well, no, it's not the neck, it's like it's almost as though I was starting to get sick, like ill from having not rested well.
Exhaustion.
Well, I mean, you guys were, I'm assuming if you were playing WoW, and I'm guessing with our friends, which include obviously like the editor and whatnot. Oh, that's a question I have though. That you were talking a lot too, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, I think those things go hand in hand. I notice now, especially because of my experiences with the quarantine, that yesterday I hung out with a friend in person and then later on Discord. And yeah, like as I'm going to bed, I'm just like, oh, like you feel sick because of just talking more than usual, like that we're used to anymore, I guess.
I'm trying to, in the gaming, in the WoW, I'm trying to be very goal-oriented this time around so I don't spread myself too thin and I don't burn out quickly.
Let me ask you about your WoW here, Lou. Let's get into some details here.
Can we ask first, can I at least get this just question out of the way? Has the editor caved yet, or is he still not playing?
There's no way. No. He's not going to.
I mean, right now he's really busy, but I don't know, man. I've learned anything from World of Warcraft in 16 years.
If we can get everybody playing in the new expansion, he'll play.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's almost happening.
That's got to have all of us.
It's almost happening.
But the expansion's delayed at the moment, so we don't know when it's coming.
If he does play, it'll be until the actual release of the expansion.
Yep.
He definitely won't play now.
So.
Yeah.
All right. Just curious. Because, I did see you guys all on the Discord channel, and you like a lot of people, including, obviously, Phil and, like, I'm guessing his brother. And so I was like, oh, yeah, they're probably playing WoW right now. Like, just that was just my assumption. Okay, so sorry. What was your question, Brock?
What are you playing right now, Lou?
So goals, right? Goals. So my first goal was to unlock the allied races, specifically the Zandalari trolls. So I was doing those set of quests while my parents were still here. And then as soon as pre-patch came out, which was basically 2 days before my parents left, I was itching to like log on and then make my new Zandalari troll. When I finally got to log on, it turns out I hadn't finished all the prerequisites to make my Zandalari troll. I was very sad. And so I had to work first towards that.
So you failed at your pre-goal.
You dropped the ball, is what you're saying.
Hard. Well, I still had that one goal, so I continued to work on that specifically. And then, so I unlocked them. I unlocked the Volpera. I unlocked the Magar
orcs. I'm so jealous. I want to play one.
Yeah, and then I also unlocked the High Mountain Tauren, which no one cares about because they're just elk Tauren.
I kind of like that look, honestly.
They're cool.
Their forms are really cool, too.
Well, I mean, that's the only difference. It's like...
That's what's cool.
Aren't they all cosmetic differences, or are they beyond? Is there beyond cosmetics for like the different like sub races? I guess
I'm gonna say it's mainly cosmetic differences. The main reason I wanted to make a Zandalari troll is because if you level one up, you can unlock once you reach max level their heirloom gear, which is like a cool like transmog set that you can wear that has that like aesthetic that's like. Sort of like Aztec, Inca, gold feathers and like robes and stuff like that. That looks really, really cool. One thing that sort of disappointed me. So I have these transmog sets that I've worked on my troll shaman that's female that are like the sexy outfits, right? And what I found is that these models, these new models are so nicely rendered that the old gear looks super jarring on them, so I can't combine like old gear with like the newer models because it looks super janky. Yeah,
interesting.
Can you have to go with badass instead of sexy? What's that? Sorry.
But for me and for all the others, what do you mean by a transmog set?
Ah, what does that mean? So transmog is that you can basically alter the appearance of the gear that you're wearing cosmetically.
Cool. That's kind of what I guessed, but I figured it was worth asking, especially for, again, people like myself who may not know what's going on.
Which I personally spend a stupid amount of time and gold on doing. Like, I constantly be like, well, I want to change my sword. I'm going to go make it look something different now. And I'll hop over and change. Like, I'll start changing my sword, and I'm like, well, that doesn't really match the gear I'm wearing. And I'll go and I'll change my whole gear set.
The aesthetic is important, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're staring at this character while you're, you know, poning face or whatever. So
I don't actually know. So, like, obviously, one of the things Blizzard's done in recent times is get really big into, like, the loot box concept. Is there something similar in WoW in terms of, like, you know, paying for aesthetics or anything like that?
Well, I mean, there's the Blizzard store, but that's more pets and things like that. There's a lot of unlockables through quests and achievements and
but not in the same way as, like, Overwatch skins, let's say, which are clearly, again, like, a thing that you can earn, but then also a lot of people put money down for.
No, they haven't
migrated that over.
So most of the things where you would work towards getting, like, an outfit, they're locked behind, like, let's say, reputation grinds or, like, achievements that you can work towards. And some of them are actually, like, expansion specific, and then they go away. For example, there was during Mists of Pandaria, they had these, like, challenge modes for dungeons. And then if you beat them, like, I think it was like a time thing as well as like objective based. If you beat all of them within like this difficulty level, you would unlock this awesome like class specific heirloom basically set. And then that is no longer achievable because, you know, after the next expansion came out, the next expansion moves on.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Well, there's a lot of mounts like that, too, that you can no longer go back and get because they were based on, like, the hardcore achievements of the time and stuff, which is kind of cool because we actually unlocked a couple, so every once in a while you bust them out and be like, yeah, that's
right. Yeah, there's like a legacy thing going on there, like, I've been here down since day one-ish.
Yep.
Nice. Lou.
Yes.
You informed me that you were not playing your shaman.
Ah, yes. So I will be playing my shaman, but I am leveling a Zandalaria Troll priest because I've never had a max level priest. And Shadow right now is really strong, so it's a good time to play
it's
priest.
It's fucking insane right now.
Yeah. So it's leveling now is a lot of fun also because they changed it to where you choose an expansion to level through. And then since everything scales, it's like I asked the editor to choose where I was going to level, and he chose the worst place for me, and which was Burning Crusade.
Where are you leveling?
Burning Crusade.
What? That's the best one.
Burning no, it's Crusade's not. Amazing. As far as like efficiency, it's definitely not the best one. It's cool. I like it, but they've gotten a lot better as far as like streamlining the leveling process,
so,
like with quests.
Let me ask
like
you a question. Why aren't you dungeon running?
I don't know. I did do some dungeons, but
like it's way faster.
I don't know if it is, but it's more. I don't know. I started the best one right now, supposedly based on like a lot of videos and stuff, is Warlords of Draenor is the best leveling efficiency wise. So you got to make that like mini mobile game in the game.
So like, to ask this question, again, this is something that's a little confusing to me. You're choosing to level within, like, a certain expansion? Is that kind of, like, what you're... And do you have to stick within that one, or can you, like, jump around?
So, basically, to kind of elaborate, before this change, you would level... Basically, it's like you're leveling through Classic first, and then it would send you to Outland at a certain level, and then once you pass that level, it would send you to another section... you wouldn't complete all of it, obviously, because leveling is, like, quicker paced. Also, you had, like, items you could get to get more XP as you level. Because it was, like, level 120, for example, so you would go 1 through 60 or 1 through 58 in Classic, then you'd jump into Burning Crusade up to, you know, like, 68 and or so, and then you'd jump onto Frozen Throne, et cetera, et cetera.
Sort of like the natural progression of the way it actually
the way that they
went
were released,
and was released.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. So now it's like, if I only pick Frozen Throne, I start at like wherever it first began, and then I just level throughout, you know, Borean Tundra, et cetera, et cetera, through those areas. Tundra. And then you hit max, and you're good to go, you know? So
what level are you now? Where are you at?
I am level 27 or 28 on my the priest, and I'm in Zangar Marsh, like the second zone, because the allied races start at level 10 currently. I'm not sure if that's going to be the case, like once the expansion actually comes out. So I started at 10.
Oh,
I'm 27.
So you actually started at level 1 in the new expansion?
In the new zone? No, it doesn't. You don't have that option with the allied races right now. Yeah. Because the new leveling zone takes you from 1 to 10, yeah.
So the I haven't hopped on since pre-patch hit.
Uh-huh.
How much did the pre-patch change the game?
Well, it only impacted, I would say, like the end game stuff in PvP a lot at the moment, because the tuning is like way off. It's like a lot of stuff is way more powerful than intended that are not... A lot of things that are not going to be active in Shadowlands are still working, right? So that impacted the classes a lot. It makes them feel a lot stronger also. And some of that stuff is going away. And I assume like in raiding also, like that's another thing. It was really bizarre. Like yesterday I ran one of the dungeons and I was level 25. There was a level 14, a level 13, a level 38. And I forget the last one, somewhere in the 20s, I think. And then we were all doing the same content. The difficulty obviously scaled to... just like everything kind of like normalized. So we actually wiped on the last boss of the instance. I was healing, so it was my fault, of course, but.
So I
that sounds about right.
I take it pre-patch hasn't done the level squish yet.
It did. It did do the level squish, yeah.
It did do the level squish.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'll be curious to see what happened, because my character was 98. So I'm curious where it is now. Like what level did it decide that it's going to squish it to, you know?
So I think 110s are level 45, to give you an idea.
Okay.
Yeah. So 100's probably 40. Yeah. So you'd probably be like 39.
Interesting. So it's going to be, I'm going to have to learn a whole new game.
That's kind of what I wanted to start fresh, which is why I wanted to start with like a new Zandalari troll shaman instead, and just kind of like relearn shaman. So to speak, because I've played this style of enhancement shaman before, because it's similar to one we've had in a previous expansion, but I wanted to sort of like get the experience again. So because I've never actually played PvP with like whenever they introduce like PvP talents, so I'm curious about like what works best.
If I were, since that's happened, I wonder if it's worth restarting now, because, you know, the level squish happened and we weren't max level anyway. If that was to happen, what class do you think I should play? What do we have right now? Like, because you're going to play your shaman.
Yeah, Keeney's also playing shaman. Phil's playing his priest. And that's all we have.
So
you guys haven't built out the rest of your squad.
The real question is what is Chris gonna play?
Yeah,
That was my homework assignment, and it may have been the only homework assignment that was accomplished. We'll get back to that here in a second. But so I picked a couple things. This was weeks ago because I did it right after our initial recording, so I don't remember much about my reasons. But I do have some reasons, and I picked a race and class and name. For Alliance and for Horde, because I didn't really know, you know, if that was going to matter in terms of the question. I'll answer either one or both. I don't know. What are you guys doing now? I'm assuming
Horde. Outside of I'm curious, outside of our preference, because Horde all the way, what did you lean more towards as far as like the aesthetics of the races? Alliance or Horde?
You know, like, I think there's a reason that people are so into Horde, because there's that, because like the aesthetic is generally somewhat like cooler, you know. It's but there is that part of me, you know, like literally the weirdly resistant part of me that, like, because so many people love Horde. Again, I have multiple friends with Horde tattoos, You know, like, it's that nuts. Yeah, it's kind of the
I do
whole
like
thing.
The dwarf, though. I'm going to be honest. I've always loved the dwarves and the gnomes, like, for Alliance. Mm. Like, that's my weakness for them.
I like that they're... I feel like now, especially, again, when I was doing my little research into this, like, there's pretty cool-looking races on both sides.
Yeah.
The aesthetics otherwise, in terms of, like, bless you, of, like, bless the general... the general aesthetics, you know, obviously, like, let's put it the simple way of, like, you know, blue and gold versus, like, red and black or whatever the other actual horde color is. Like, it, yeah, it's got, it's, it, you know, or do you want to be sort of stereotypical paladin, you know, looking all shine, knight in shining armor? Or do you want to be, like, you know, fucking, you look like you're a horde, literally, exactly. Like, that aesthetic is appealing to me, let's be real. But I don't know. I'm not like married to either. So again, that's kind of why I picked.
All right. So let's go through both. Variations. What was your alliance? We'll start with alliance. What was your alliance
so
class
we can shit on
and
that.
Race and name?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I'm sure.
Both, but we'll,
I don't know anything about anything. And again, I think I had some reasons back in the day, but it's been so long. Honestly, a huge way of the way I ended up deciding, at least in terms of the name and that stuff, is the same way that I used to name a lot of my D&D characters, i.e. I wanted to pick a name that was stupid and or funny.
Okay.
And so there's even a couple variations. And some of this was just, again, like my weird tendencies. And some of that is alliterative tendencies, especially with writing.
All right.
My last character is... I'm setting
it
all
get
up.
Get to it, Chris.
The setup, the anticipation is killing us.
The
okay.
setup. It's building. It's building. Yeah, yeah. The alliance character, I picked a Worgen warlock named Wolfgang Puck.
That's definitely a name that we've seen before.
I'm sure. Other options, I considered I could be called Mr. Wigglebutt or Mr. Wufflebutt.
Holy shit.
I'm sure Wolfgang Puck, because like, that's a very easy pun to make. But I was like, I'm just going to be something stupid, and I want it to be all alliterative. So yeah, nice. I wish we could have seen. I wish people could have seen Brock's face because like his reaction was silent, but his cringe was impressive. His reaction was worth it in my opinion.
Well done.
Yeah, I just think it's funny. You're a big puppy dog person, and I honestly don't know anything about like that race. Like I don't, especially because most of my friends play a lot or play Horde, right? So
male or female.
Well, because of the Mister, I figured probably male, but but it could also be Mister. You know, just like dogs. You know, like yeah, it could be. I just probably male for that.
I like that you picked probably the most Horde-esque race on
that
like,
was,
the Alliance.
I mean,
side.
Again, to a certain extent, it was like what looked cool, and I'm a little bit over. I feel like in the same way that like tieflings have become super popular in D&D, I feel like. Elves or like, you know, any of the elf kind of races are always very popular. Like you'll see, that's the aesthetic you usually see when like, and so I'm like, eh, I'm not whatever. But I'm like, oh, you know, it sounds cool being a big fucking dog person. Like that looks fun and interesting to me, at least as far as the way the character looks, the aesthetics and all that other stuff. I don't know, again, anything about the game part of that, but.
Yeah. All right. So yeah. We got your shitty choice. What about your whore choice?
This one's less interesting, but there's still some jokes here. I picked troll because I do like the troll aesthetic a lot. Troll's monk. I don't remember why I picked monk.
Is it classic troll or Zandalari troll?
I mean, that would imply some, you know, depending on when I ended up playing and all that other stuff. I do like that Zandalari troll look a lot. Like, they were okay. Super cool looking. In general, I like the troll looks, though. So it's a little bit ambivalent. I like their, like, lanky, weird aesthetic. Like, they have a cool look. And the name is either, again, a stupid pun... but also related to some of my previous usernames, Heart and Soul, and that's H-A-R-T-E-N, Harten, and then Soul, S-O-L. Okay. Or Rufus Du Soul, which is just the band. Like, if you know that band, Rufus Du Soul. So the Soul is the part that comes from some of my other, you know, gamer tag usernames.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, yeah. But otherwise, well, I just like, yeah, trolls, I think, are a cool race.
I appreciate your fulfillment of the homework. It does lead me to another question.
Okay.
Why the fuck aren't you playing World of Warcraft yet?
So, I think this can lead to other games that I've been playing. And part of the reason is, my reason this week is, I don't want to get sucked in. And I think it'd be so easily done. And the reason I say that is, one of the things I've been playing in the last week or so, like most people in the world, is I've been playing Among Us with people. A lot of my friends, only friend groups only, no like strangers. But I started picking that up. Some of my friends, I think a couple weeks ago, instead of D&D, we didn't have like everybody in one of my other D&D games. And so people were like, let's play Among Us. And so at first I just had it on my iPad, but it's, to me, it's way janky. So I just bought it on Steam. I actually bought a fucking game on Steam that I actually played, as opposed to just collecting the endless library, you know? But yeah, I don't know about you guys, and I would recommend it. That game is fun as fuck. And
so our daughter actually, like, taught us to play Among Us. She's nice. Like, I would like to do this as a family, and like it's... we all play it Among Us and have it on our phones now. So
there we go. Well, we should play. Yeah. Like, I gotta say, one of our mutual friends does have an Among Us server specifically with like a bunch of different people who play. So if you'd like to, and I can invite you guys over and you can jump on in. To me, it is specifically about the group, because I have not played with strangers. I feel like that would be such a clusterfuck, kind of like always. But the mechanics are fun also when you add the part of like, oh, you know everybody who's playing. I feel like there's layers to that game in that way that make it fun. Also, I will say, that game has also made me feel old in the sense that I'm like, fuck, I'm having a hard time picking this game up. Like, the game is very simplistic, but it took me a long time to, like, figure out what I was doing and, like, to even, I remember being a kid, and we can all speak to this, right? Either being a kid or being in high school or college, and it's like, I know exactly what this battle map looks like. Quickly. You know, I'm running around in all the whatever. And now I'm like, where the fuck am I? And I'm like clicking on the map and looking around. And I'm just like, God damn it. I'm so old. I'm having such a hard time. Like, I played that game really only a few sessions, you know, pretty extended long play sessions with friends. And part of the problem, too, here's the other problem. My friends are fucking gamers. So a lot of people are really good at the game. Both the mechanics of it, which aren't that complicated, and then also the deception and all that other stuff. And I feel like I'm just constantly sucking. It's like, oh man, I just made a really rookie mistake, but that's just because I'm so slow at learning this game. But it has been a lot of fun, I gotta say. I'd recommend it to everybody. It's only $5 if you're buying it on Steam, or free if it's on your phone.
Huh. Which is where I play it currently. Yeah. We should do a D&D group.
Yeah, for sure. All this, like, those people, I mean, Danielle is the one who has the Among Us server, which has, like, now, again, an expanded universe of different friends from different groups, and we'll just jump on every so often. Kind of, literally, just prompt.
Can you play on that with the phone, or do you have to have it on Steam?
No, you can. It's cool with, it actually does have a Discord integration. If you're playing it on Steam, like, you know, all the people that you're in the channel with do show up in the game. Like, as far as, you know, like, you're talking, it shows, like, the Discord style talking. So that's super slick. But you don't need to, you could just be talking on Discord and then, you know, playing the game on your phones. Just joining the right room. But, cool. Yeah, man, fun as fuck, honestly. Although, again, stereotypical, but there's a reason. The hype is real, I think.
Right on. Lou, what are you playing anything else other than WoW, or is it completely taken your life?
Yeah, I have been playing a little bit of Genshin Impact, which has also pretty popular lately.
Yep, those are the big two right now.
The two big ones.
I downloaded it, but I have not jumped in yet. It looks...
It's amazing what they've been able to do with the whatever engine, because the graphics are gorgeous no matter what you're playing it on, and it does not affect performance, which is insane. I've been playing it on my PC, and it looks gorgeous. I like the gameplay, but the gacha has frustrated me because I haven't gotten the character
I feel like
I wanted.
That's so in line with you.
Yeah, I wanted Fischl so badly, and I know you guys don't know who it is, but...
You can buy, though. Like, that does have that gacha element in terms of, like, you can be putting in money. Have you been thinking money?
It's so much money. Like, to basically, like, to summon a batch of 10... And there's a lot of, like, trash pulls included in there, which are not necessarily useful. Like, tons and tons of 3-star weapons go into the batch. And then you get, like, a guaranteed 4-star, depending on what banner you're pulling from. And so I've only done, like, free-to-play. I did pay a $5, like, a monthly thing, which you get, like, a little credits every day to be able to summon a little bit more. I haven't been playing it extensively, so I assume I would be getting a lot more of that resource if I play more, but I've done like a decent amount of pulls so far, and I have not gotten official. In fact, I got one repeat, which for now is not a waste because you can use that as like a resource to basically like you unlock like a more powerful like passive on the character that you feed it into itself. Basically, they have that mechanic. But like, I think you can do like 6 unlocks or something like that. But it's really cool. The gameplay's fun. The elemental aspect of it is a lot of fun. Like you chain different abilities
Yeah, there's kind of like a rock, paper, scissors kind of mechanic, right? Like in that
Sort of. It definitely feels, it feels more impactful and deep than it actually is, because ultimately, like, you're just you're just burning cooldowns whenever they come up, and you're switching among your four characters, and you're doing it in an efficient order, meaning like the elements will interact with each other, making the things more like stronger. But ultimately, the combat isn't actually that, like, you know,
it's
impressive.
Fucking free to play.
I haven't downloaded it. I haven't touched it at all. But it's downloaded. I can also tell you another thing that I have not touched, Lou.
Are you saying you haven't touched Lou?
Is it, well, thankfully.
No beard mission?
I haven't even tried Guardian Tales. In fact, Kehao has played more of Guardian Tales than I have.
I'd like to know what Kehao thinks then about Guardian Tales.
Hey, babe. any response to what you thought of that Lou game?
It's super cute.
There you go. It's super cute.
Yep.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, it did look cool. Lou mentioned it. You know, I checked it out. Obviously, it didn't download it, but checked it out when he mentioned it. So there we go. So we're 1 for 2 on our homework assignments. Yep. And there's a big three that I know that we probably none of us did.
Drum roll. Just a quick yay or nay. Yay if you watched the barbecue show. Nay if you did not. 1, 2, 3.
Nay.
The Mike's Hard Gamecast, first ever. The team is in sync. Look at that. Yep. We're just in sync with each other.
Hey, at least, you know, we're all on the same page there. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
That's how we roll at Mike's Hard Gamecast.
I mean, to be fair, I was telling Lou this the other day. I was like, I was going to watch it one day, and I was like, I'll wait till we know when we're going to podcast. I want to watch it a little bit closer to the podcast. And then, kind of like you hinted at the beginning of the podcast, you sprung podcasting on us this morning. So I was like, well, I guess we're just, didn't watch that show. Sorry.
In fact,
I should have said,
both
sorry,
of these
I
guys
can't podcast. I need to watch
morning.
The show.
You did. Yeah, we had to rally the troops. Hey, whatever. Again, I think it's better to have organic picks in that way, right? Like, let's just, eventually, we'll all be watching a show. That's the way it worked before. And we'll see how it goes. Probably not. We're adults now, and life is busy.
Well, I'm also like lost in audiobook world at the moment too. That's where most of my time goes. So,
are you still listening to the Star Wars audiobooks, or something different?
Yep, I'm almost done with the most recent Thrawn audiobook now.
Especially with your big ass, long ass commute you were doing here for a second.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Yeah, it got me through it.
Good lord, oof, ridiculous. I gotta say. You have not been playing anything, Brock. You weren't playing, you're not playing WoW, apparently, or at least haven't recently. Oh, you're yawning.
Of course, I have still been playing my Little Ships.
Ah, very important, the Little Ships game. Hey, that's good.
In fact, they added in a new event mechanic that I'm not super excited about, which is kind of annoying. They have what's called flash events, which happen for 15 minutes. Yeah. Every hour.
Are you upset because you have to lock your phone in away when you're at work so you can't participate?
Well, I mean, their events up until now have been typically daily or at least 4 to 6 hours. So you have time to come and do the event and then move on. This
but your phone is locked
event
up.
Bullshit is annoying.
Yeah, you don't have the ability to just whip out your phone and jump on.
Yeah, I'm a working man.
Just pretend you have to poo a lot. You have diarrhea, and you can go.
And now we know what Lou does.
Pretend you have to poo a lot.
Yeah, just go poo a lot.
Are you allowed to take your phone out during those breaks? I guess. Do you have your own bathroom, or is the bathroom you have to use is the one in the Walmart?
Yep.
Ooh, yeah, you probably don't want to go into that
one. Wow, okay. You could just become a super, 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 super heavy smoker, like, really quickly.
I was gonna say, like,
I mean,
you just switch to that.
I could also just do my job.
No, that's not an option.
That's a dumb option. Gaming above
little
all
ships.
Else.
Little shifts. Hey, when you become the manager, you can just do what you want, and then you can just be like, get back to work because you're playing your 15 minute events.
So how long is it every 15 minutes that you have to spend in it?
No, the event is 15 minutes.
It just like starts. Do they give you a forewarning?
Well, it's every hour on the hour.
Oh, okay. Oh,
so you can participate in a long event every hour? Damn. That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
that allows
hard.
You to have the ability,
and
though,
then,
to like
well,
have a chance to do it. It's not like it's 15 minutes one time a day.
Well, what's irritating is then that event leads to your like ranking in a daily event. So the more of those flash events that you compete in and do in, the better rewards you get in the daily event that's associated with it.
Well, isn't that... So yeah, like the people who are gonna, who somehow have the time or, you know, the kind of job that allows them to do that, or are kids, yeah, are able to like just pile that shit up. And yeah, so, people like yourself are boned.
Whereas like on a daily event as a free-to-play player, I could compete in it just fine. But this one I can't because I have work and life and, you know, I can't throw money at a game. Like, it's frustrating. I don't
like it. Your priorities are off, man.
Here we go. Adulthood.
Cahal might come murder you tonight.
That would be quite an adventure.
I mean, at least I get to see Lou again.
Yeah.
Are you going to go too?
You would also come
before I die. I would help her hide the body, of course. She's my fiance. If she kills somebody, I'm going to help her hide the body.
Then you can live in his house. Dude.
Ride or die.
There you go. Exactly.
Yeah, hey, I get it. Well, I'm with you on your... I'm on that. Yeah, if you're going to kill somebody, you got to do it together.
There you go. It's togetherness to the end, right?
Yes.
Sure.
That's what companionship is.
Well, I'm glad that
about.
It's on recording. So if Lou mysteriously disappears, now would have been the time to have taken an insurance policy on yourself, and then you could mysteriously disappear and we could blame it on Brock.
Last, what's it called? Last podcast, I did put out the call for new co-hosts. So I have gotten a couple applications.
Really? Cahal and your daughter?
they didn't want to handle.
They don't
want
to be any part of it. They're like, oh god.
So are you guys watching any shows at the moment? Like legitimately, or is it just kind of? Well, I know you're doing The Masked Singer, or are you kind of done with that now that your parents are gone?
Well, season 4 just started and I haven't dived in yet, but I will for sure. I just need to find a
Brock, did you
companion.
See, related to that, did you see how everyone suspected that Sam was on The Masked Singer?
From Critical Role? I did see that.
That was fucking amazing. Like, that whole sequence was amazing. Okay, what am I watching? Are you watching anything, Brock?
Nah, just the inside of my dashboard while I'm driving to work.
That is fair. Lou, you didn't even answer, aside from not watching The Masked Singer.
I had been watching a show with my parents whilst they were still here called DCI Banks, which is a British like crime procedure, like detective type show.
Okay.
That's all I've been... It's that, and then AFK Arena has been my life.
That's at work, I'm guessing. Unlike Brock, you're sitting around and you're able to pull out your phone.
Yeah, I normally am doing AFK Arena or drawing at work while I wait to be called and be useful.
You should play Star Trek Fleet Command and then just upset Brock by being able to do the 15-minute events every hour.
That's not a guarantee.
So good. You're also you're a dolphin. You could also dump money into it. I like this idea. Right. Just
yeah. You should play Star Trek Fleet Command.
You do. I mean,
should I though? I'm not a Star Trek fan. Do I need to be a Star Trek
you can
fan
flip
to appreciate it?
You can flip the game around, i.e. Brock is not recommending the game for you to play.
Oh.
A mobile game.
And then I will also fail at it.
We are not good at homework. To be fair, the main reason I did my homework is I did it right away after the podcast. I was like, all right, I'm going to do this just so, you know, don't fucking forget. Because otherwise, yeah.
See, there's an event about to start. Just right in like a minute, because it's 3:59.
Oh, yeah. No wonder you're so antsy. You want us to end so you can go. You can play your 15-minute event.
I mean, I'll play it on the podcast. It's fine, whatever.
That's fair. Yeah, just sit quietly and just do whatever. I don't even know what it means. What do you do? What do you like? What does
the
event
entail?
I have to. So there's specific systems that I need to go to and kill specific ships. Okay. So
like little missions.
It's
little
like missions. Invaders. Like we're being invaded, and you need to go fend off invaders.
Okay.
And the more that you kill, the more points that you earn, and the more points that you earn, you can rank and get a gold, bronze, or silver medal.
And otherwise,
and
you're just like a weird slacker.
Get, the more winners you get, and that's the whole thing.
Yeah, like Brock's fleet's just sitting there doing nothing while people are invading.
Brock's fleet is trash compared to all the other ones that are doing the event. Trash!
Brock's feet tends to be mining a lot.
Just say, call it
like
Brock's
Brock
feet.
Yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure you
like Brock's what?
Brock's feet. I'm mining those toe nuggets.
Good lord. Is the name of your fleet Brock's fleet?
No.
Does it have a cool name?
No. So you can't really name your fleet. You can name your alliance, and my alliance is was it Phoenix Rising? Yeah. I'm in alliance. It is not my alliance.
Okay. Yeah, it's your guild or whatever. Yeah. Okay. All right.
So I just finished playing my the most involved event that AFK Arena has to offer, called the Abyssal Expedition. Because I play on four servers. It's super you basically are invading an island and you're doing an expedition. You're taking over territories so that you can gain more resources. The territories that you take over get stronger and stronger as you head towards the bosses. There's gates that you have to face, and you're thrown in with a bunch of randos, your guild, right? Prioritizes your guild members, and then other guilds are then there. This time around, I went with the sign up where you don't pay money, you pay diamonds for it, an in-game currency. And then presumably the people who invest will actually play the event. Because last time what happened is half the people would join in, get thrown into the island, and do jack shit. So this time I'm like, no, I'm going to finish this shit. But playing on four different servers, it gets pretty intense time-wise.
I bet. That's a lot. That's a lot.
It can
be. Well, again, Lou and I are in that situation where we just got time.
Yeah, time. What's that like?
Nice.
I think we should drop this Brock fella and just do podcasts ourselves, man. What is this?
Oh my god.
We're gonna flip it around. Let's go ahead and cue the music on that.
He didn't ask an occasionally interesting question.
What?
Did you do that homework? Brock's playing his fucking Little Ships game. What's your occasionally interesting question of the week?
Par for the course. I do have a question. Super quick.
Look at those ships. Okay. Super quick question.
Super quick question.
Of the week.
Is it poop related?
No, it's pee related.
God.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is.
God. Is it really? It's not a joke? For real?
It's pee related.
Oh, Jesus.
It's not. It doesn't involve the pee. It's just like an activity. Anyways, let me
just
get
to the question.
Yeah, let me get to the question. But first,
how is it pee related but doesn't involve the pee? I don't understand.
No, don't.
Well, okay. Let me ask the question. Getathreads.com.
Chris, are you ready for the occasionally interesting question of the week? Are you ready for it?
I mean, I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
So
you threw him.
Go this on. Is something, you guys. Wow.
Yes.
Nice Go laughing on. Fit.
Brock is dying. I don't know what just happened. Oh. Okay, go on. This is something.
This is something that is not taught to boys, but that I do. Because it's, I think, the right thing to do. Similarly to Brock's sitting down on the toilet to pee, I don't do that. So after I pee, I grab a little piece of toilet paper and I dab. I dab the pee away. So
no
there's
shakes,
no residuals.
Just dabs.
I just do a little dab, right? And then it's nice and dry, and I can go on my way. Okay. Do you guys dab? That's my question. Have you ever thought of dabbing, and do you dab?
I just dabbed, i.e. the movement, dab. Just for all the listeners, yeah. I regret asking about the question.
You did this!
Why are the questions always so fucking weird and dirty now?
Okay, so this is important because later on, there's going to be more dribbles as we age, you guys. So this is a good habit to get into.
Are you... What insight? Where are you getting... Is this something that came up with your father when he was over? Did he, have a father-son talk of like, hey, son, I hope you're dabbing.
No, that's what the next generation's going to have with their kids.
Do you have a pee towel?
Dab gently.
Just dabbing. The answer is no. That is my answer. No.
Okay.
I do the regulatory shakes,
okay,
if you will. And that's usually enough.
Okay.
I do not dab.
Okay.
Maybe we'll have to start, though. That's your homework assignment for this week.
try out dabbing for a time and see what difference
I can
makes.
See what you're getting at. Yeah, but boy.
Are you hooded?
Yeah. I think that would, yeah, matter. Yeah.
Oh.
Aren't you guys glad? That was absolutely delicately part, it was lovely.
Yeah, I that was such a bizarre way of having to ask it. But then beyond that,
hey man, are you cut?
Ever wonder?
I like that it's not my exasperated like scream.
It's
like,
my it's turn to be exasperated. All I can think of is like how many weirdly intimate details complete strangers know about us. Like as far as all of the weird questions that Lou always brings up at the end.
You're welcome. This is the stuff people want to know. This is the real stuff that really matters.
Chris, have you ever had a butthole zipper?
And music.
This episode of Mike's Hard Gamecast is brought to you by GetAthreads.com.
GetAthreads.com. Get your super duper awesome geeky undies at GetAthreads.com.
Get threaded.
Make sure you dick dab.
Don't.
So that you don't stain your brand new undies.
Oop, that's a good. GetAthreads.com. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there dick room in the Ghetto Threads undies?
I mean, they're female designed as of now.
Yeah, they're female designed, like so they'd be snug. So if you're well hung,
then even more so, you wouldn't want that dick dab getting everywhere.
Dick dribble.
Oh. No dick dribble allowed in GhettoThreads.com.
GhettoThreads.com. Dick dab.